Good morning. Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. As most of you know, hope all of you know, this is God's house. It's the house He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. You know, as we approach this time of Thanksgiving, we reflect on the purpose of the season. Because, and I say we reflect on the purpose of the season because we should be thanking God every day. And too often we don't. We wait until special occasions when there are events in our life that prompt us to remember to thank Him, or when we come to Thanksgiving season. And this is really a secular holiday. It's a federal holiday in our country, although its basis was out of giving thanks to God. But sometimes we forget Thanksgiving. We forget the act of giving thanks to God. You know, it was mentioned this morning when we were talking about Dustin and his accident that he had a mild concussion and cannot remember the events after he left his friend's house on the way home the other night. He has, I assume, what the doctors would call a very mild case of amnesia. They told him that they felt confident his memory would return and not to try to force himself to remember. Well, you know, amnesia is a strange condition. A person suffering from amnesia experiences a partial or total memory loss. And such memory loss is usually caused by a blow to the head. Now, there are other factors or other events which can occur which can cause someone to have memory loss, Alzheimer's, too much alcohol, or too many drugs. But normally it's caused by a blow to the head, and it is usually a temporary condition, and a person's memory returns slowly but completely. And all of us have experienced memory loss to some degree. For example, we forget to pay a bill. We forget to keep an appointment that we had made or had been made for us by the doctor's office. Or we forget to do our homework. Or we forget to do our chores. Well, these are examples of what we would call convenient memory loss, as opposed to amnesia. There are amnesia victims who cannot remember their name or their address or the names of the members of their family. He or she cannot recall any significant event which occurred before the amnesia occurred. Well, in the spiritual realm as well, people are prone to suffer from what we shall call spiritual amnesia, a condition similar to physical amnesia. And a result of that spiritual amnesia, we forget to be thankful to God for loving us and showering us with many, many blessings. And our main text this morning comes from Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19, a familiar story of the 10 healed of leprosy. But I want us to listen carefully, and please follow along in your Bible as I read Luke 17, 11 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. May God add his blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of his word. In this text, we learn one symptom of spiritual amnesia, and that is we forget the Lord's past mercies on us. You know, the scenario with the lepers and Jesus is similar to a story I read about letters to Santa Claus. Postal employees in D.C. were allowed to read letters addressed to Santa Claus, which came into the dead letter office there in D.C. And before Christmas, thousands of letters poured in, and they would open some from time to time during the day. And every one of them, of course, were asking Santa for gifts. Well, in the months after Christmas, there came only one postcard addressed to Santa Claus expressing thanks for the gifts he brought at Christmas. How quick we are to ask and receive, and how slow we are to speak the magic words, thank you. What does this tell us about our culture? We have all noticed, I'm sure, that at Christmas and birthdays, how children, when presented a gift, will grab it and take off and run and start ripping open the paper. And if such behavior and attitude are not corrected in childhood, the parents will be successful in raising adults who are basically thankless. It's something we must cultivate as a parent, and we must cultivate as a follower and believer of God. The attitude of saying thank you for all the blessings that we receive from Him. Well, what blessings of God should we constantly remember and for which we should be thankful? Well, they're limitless. We could not number them. We could not take enough time to write down all of the blessings that God gives us. Grace, mercy, salvation, forgiveness, joy, peace, etc., etc. We need to heed the words of the psalmist expressed in Psalm 103, verse 2. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, a second symptom of spiritual amnesia is that we allow present troubles to block out the love of God. It's the old God, what have you done for me lately syndrome. We forget all the blessings he has bestowed upon us, all the love he has shown us, because we perceive that we have present problems. We forget about all the things in the past that he has done for us. We don't remember how much God loves us. We forget he loves us. We so often even accuse him of not loving us and allowing difficulties to be a part of our life. We're the opposite of Job. Job would not charge God with committing any act against him. But we are so quick to blame him for the headaches and problems that we experience. We must not allow disturbing present problems and troubles to keep us in a place of gloom and doom. We must realize that God does love us, and we need to drop to our knees and thank him for that love. A third symptom of spiritual amnesia is we forget the many promises that we made to God. How many of us have promised God in secret to love him, to serve him, and to always remain faithful to him? How many of us have promised to God and others in public through marriage vows, baptismal vows, and church membership vows? And how many of those promises have become empty vows, devoid of any meaning? The psalmist tells us in Psalm 116, 2, 12, and 14, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Many of us are so guilty of having made promises to God when we were in an emotional state, caught up in maybe in the joy of the moment. Or often we make a crisis-centered vow or commitment only to experience spiritual amnesia shortly thereafter and forget what God did for us or forget what we promised God. Some think of God as kind of a spare tire. We don't need him for months and maybe years, and then in our journey through life we have a flat, and that's when we call on him to assist us, to keep us moving through this journey of life. Have you ever made a vow to God in a situation in which you were threatened or stressful and only to forget it later on? Well, the young man in the following story that I read obviously did so. I read that during World War II, on the night before scheduled attacks, many of our soldiers would write letters to their parents. And on the occasion about which I read, the soldier wrote two letters. One was written before the battle, and one was written after the battle. And in the first letter, he wrote to his mom, "I vow before God, if I come through tomorrow, I am going to live for him." The second letter, written after the danger had passed, was addressed to a friend in another regiment. "I have just come through a scorcher up on the front. If you can get leave and meet me in Paris, let's plan on picking up some girls and getting drunk together." The promises we make are so quickly forgotten after the danger has passed, after the concerns over which we prayed have passed. Well, what does God's Word teach us about making vows to God? In Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, verses 2 and verses 4 through 5, we read as follows. "Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it." How true those words are. So often we make that vow to God, If only, God, you will do this. If only, God, you won't let this happen. And once the crisis has passed, you know, we forget. We have spiritual amnesia. Or either we'll ask for something and it will come true. And in the joy of the moment, we'll make a vow to God. God, thank you so much. And I promise, because this happened, I will do this. And we develop spiritual amnesia. And a fourth symptom of spiritual amnesia is we forget our calling from God. According to the Bible, each and every one of us ought to be ambassadors for God's kingdom here on earth, to be involved in some ministry to advance His kingdom and to advance the knowledge of people regarding the gift of salvation and the death of Jesus on the cross and His resurrection. Yet we have multitudes in the body of Christ just today who are just wandering around with spiritual amnesia. With physical amnesia, a person is helpless and cannot be blamed for his or her condition. The Christian, however, does not need to continue in his or her state of forgetfulness. If we are not engaged in some form of ministry for God here on this earth, then we have forgotten the reason that we were saved. Obviously, Satan has clubbed us in the head and made us forget what we told God, or the covenant we made with Him when we accepted His gift of salvation. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 are verses that are very favorite verses of many Christians who have committed them to memory. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And then they stop there. What they need to do is to remember verse 10, to memorize verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are to have a ministry for God here on earth. But so often we develop spiritual amnesia and forget that that's our responsibility. That's our way of showing our love to God for the love He shows for us. God needs us. God needs Christians circulating through the mainstream of society. We as Christians need to be in businesses where unbelieving employees test the mettle of Christians every day. We as Christians need to be on college and high school and school campuses where kids face so many growing pains and pressures. We need, as Christians, to be in homes where so often confusion and chaos reign supreme. We need, as Christians, to be in the hospital room where grim reality never takes a nap. We need to be on the highway where manners are tested and scrutinized, and we need to be on the golf course where behavior is closely observed by fellow hackers. Is there any hope, medically speaking, from the person suffering from physical amnesia? Of course there is. They must depend, however, on the help of others. Doctors and nurses and therapists, and he or she must submit themselves to rest, to medication, to therapy. But for those suffering from spiritual amnesia, it is their memory. If their memory is to be restored, they will not forget to thank God. It will take the power of God to change this situation, to accomplish such a task. Maybe even shock treatment will be necessary. Maybe God will use a sermon or a verse of scripture or someone's testimony or even a tragic event to take and awaken their memory as to His goodness and His love. You know, we should keep reminders to jog our memory as to God's untold blessings and daily praise Him. After I died in Lynchburg and came back home on the year anniversary of that day, Connie gave me a gift, and it was a shirt just like the one they had to cut off of me in order to use the paddles to shock me and bring my heart back to beating. And that hangs in my closet every day. It's not framed or it's not doesn't have a spotlight on it, but it just hangs there and it reminds me, thank you, God, for allowing me to continue here and be a part of your ministry on this earth. Thank you for Connie. Thank you for our home. It's just a daily reminder. And if we can do that, if we can put little reminders around and just say a quick prayer when we see them and think about God's blessings and love, then we will not suffer from spiritual amnesia. God has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into His kingdom of light. Praise be to God, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. If we have done that, if we have forgotten His benefits, if we have developed spiritual amnesia, we need to correct that today. We need to go to God in prayer. Say, Lord, forgive me, and He will. Thank Him for all the blessings. Thank Him for His love. And remind ourselves to do that on a daily basis. And if you're not a believer, if you're not a follower of Christ, if you have not accepted Him as Lord and Savior and know the untold bounty of His love, we give you that opportunity to come forward this morning and say, I believe in Jesus as my Savior. The Holy Spirit has convicted me of such, and I want you all to know, and we will rejoice with you and pray with you. And if you want to become a member of this body of believers, we invite you to do so as we sing a hymn of invitation, number 238.